I received a query by email from a devotee leader, a leader in the real or best sense of the term, that he spends a lot of time with devotees, hearing and chanting together with them, preaching together with them. His queries are on the subject of chanting 1,100,000 names a day of the Hare Krishna, of the holy names of Krishna. And this topic will take quite some time to discuss. I guess in total it will come to at least 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, so I'll speak some time on this in more than one session. He wrote, "We have finished going through Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhava, the work that I compiled on Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur." So he wrote, we have finished going through Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhava, and we have been discussing various sections in daily classes. Over the past few days, we have gone through the section dealing with chanting the holy name, and two significant questions arise. It is understood that generally, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, would request initiates to chant 1 lakh. Well, I think from Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, you can see that he didn't always do that, as is raised in the next point in the letter. Now, of course, in this section we see many other points, and in many cases very apparent different instructions and external standards. However, one point which I found very interesting, and I may have misunderstood, was that the holy name should be chanted always, as we know, and the chanting of 1 lakh does not necessarily refer to what we generally term japa. Just like yesterday evening and this morning during the day, we were chanting in kirtan or while we are performing other services. What I got from this is that what also comprises a lack of names is not necessarily what we chant on beads. We chant as many as possible on beads, and we can go on chanting. We chanted 1 hour last night, which amounted to around 3,500 names. This morning, more, as well as 16 rounds japa. And he makes the point that often devotees, particularly in the Gauriya Math, who have left ISKCON, criticize that after so many years you are still only chanting 16 rounds. My conviction is that chanting kirtan is more important and effective than japa. And if you can chant 1 lakh of names or more in kirtan, then this is better than in japa. Of course, we also chant minimum 27,000 names or more in japa. But congregational chanting is the yuga dharma, and that's, strictly speaking, not personal japa, and I would be interested for your feedback on this. Yeah, this is a theological question. Is kirtan more important than japa? Is chanting 64 rounds a day absolutely necessary? Let's have a look. For sure, the yuga dharma is sankirtan. That's again and again stressed, Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hi Sumedisaha. Sankirtan is recommended. Sankirtan Pravartak Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sankirtan Jagye Tare Bhaje Shaidhana. So again and again, who worships Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sankirtan, again and again we have stated that Sankirtan is the yoga dharma. Sometimes it's said that we get more taste in kirtan than in japa. Seems to be a common phenomenon. Japa can be hard work if we don't have taste. The whole point is to have name ruchi, taste for the holy name. Whether we chant japa or we chant in kirtan or we just chant here and there while we're doing other things. A short answer to this whole question is from an extract from Harishwari Prabhu's Transcendental Diary, in which he writes that complaints about Nitai Das. Nitai Das was a Sanskrit editor helping Srila Prabhupada produce his books, but then he became more inclined to some Babaji's in Vrindavan, so writing about him, Harishwari Prabhu says, complaints about Nitai Das have been increasing daily. Apparently, he has been telling the devotees that it is not possible to go back to Godhead in this life unless one chants 100,000 names of Krishna about 64 rounds every day. He has been claiming that if one only chants 16 rounds, it will take many births. Many devotees are affected by this nonsense, which Nitai got from some advanced devotee, in quotation marks, in Govardhan. Prabhupada said he has become a sahajiya. He pointed out that at initiation we agree to chant not less than 16 rounds. We are not saying only 16 rounds, Prabhupada said. You can chant more if you want, 64, but actually we are not capable of chanting 64, 100,000 names a day. That is not possible for you. So that's the answer in a nutshell. Let's discuss it more. So Gaudiya Math devotees are saying we should chant 64 rounds. After all these years, we're only chanting 16 still. It's a good prod. We can improve our bhajan. We should try to improve. We find in Chaitanya Bhagavat, where does this idea of 1 lakh of names come from? Well, it comes directly from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling the people of Navadvip, Prabhu bole kahilam, e maha mantra, iha japagya shabe kariye, nibandha. Before this, in Chaitanya Bhagavat comes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, kahilam, e maha mantra. I just said this, this is the maha mantra. Everyone should chant this in japa, nirbandha. Eha hoite sarva shiddhi hoibe shabha sarva kon kaho nam bidhi nahiya. Eha hoite, from this, all perfection, everyone can get. So everyone chant always. Eha japagir shabhagarna. And then there's no other, this is it. There's no other way, there's no other means. This is the rule, this is what you should do. Now, nirbandha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains the meaning of this nirbandha in Harinam Chintamani. He says that to chant one round, one mala, 108 beads, 108 times, the full Hare Krishna mantra, to chant, that's one round. That's called one grantha. So, chari ba mala firile ek grantha hoy. So, 4 times if we chant, that's called one grantha. And nirbandha equals 16 granthas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, which means 64 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra. So 64 rounds is taken to mean 1 lakh. with 16 names in one recitation of the Maha Mantra and 108 recitations in a round, 1 lakh of names are chanted in just 58 rounds, but somehow or other 1 lakh of names in the Gaudiya world is generally equated with 64 rounds. Now, this is interesting because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Yaha japa gya shabe kariye nibandha, so 64 rounds. If taking Bhaktivinoda Thakur's explanation of nibandha. But then he also says, sarva karn kahanam. All the time you should chant the holy names. Kirtaniya sada harihi. Elsewhere in Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the path for the means for attaining rasa, bhakti rasa, that the jiva who has attained faith in bhakti gets the shelter of a pure Vaishnav guru who gives the Maha Mantra. And the jiva will take the mantra either in the form of smaran, remembering the name, or kirtan, chanting the name, regulating himself by counting on tulsi beads. Then as his feeling, his taste, his desire for the name increases, he will increase to 3 times 64 rounds. Of the two forms of taking the name, kirtan is the more powerful, for in that process are combined shravan, kirtan, and smaran. And by it, the senses of the jiva dance in joy. Chaitanya Bhagavat, again, this 1 lakh of names. Directly, we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he's speaking to a group of Brahmins, and he tells them, I will only eat in the house of a Lokesha. Lokesha means someone who has 1 lakh. Because he was traveling and Brahmins like to invite sannyasis. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'll only take food in the house of someone who chants 1 lakh. One who is the proprietor of 1 lakh, which means a very rich person in those days. Very, very rich. And the Brahmins were very disappointed. They said, we're just poor Brahmins. We don't have that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, as if teasing them, Prabhu bole jano lokesha bole kare pratidin lokhanam jigrahan kare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, do you know who is a lokesha? One who daily chants 100,000 holy names. In commenting on this, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says that Sri Gaurasunda said, the Lord is served in the house only of one who daily chants 100,000 names. The Lord accepts items like foodstuffs only from such a person. For one who does not chant 100,000 names, the Lord does not award the good fortune of his service by accepting his offerings. All devotees of the Lord must daily chant 100,000 names, otherwise they will become attached to varieties of material enjoyment and will be unable to serve the Lord. That is why everyone under the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Dev chants at least 100,000 names. Otherwise, Gaurasunda will not accept food offered to him. Next verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sejane namami boli lokesha tata bikha ama najai onnogor. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I call that person a lokesha, who chants 100,000 names. I take meals in only such a person's house, not in the houses of others. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments in this regard, Unless the fallen souls daily chant 100,000 names, their propensity for material enjoyment will increase. Then they will no longer be able to serve Sri Gaurasundara. The Gauriya Vaishnavas do not approve as ideal any example of devotional service to Gaura that does not include chanting 100,000 names as a result of aversion to chanting the Lord's names, which is the supreme form of worship. The fallen souls pretend to execute other forms of worship rather than chant 100,000 names. By doing so, they do not receive any benefit. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's described about Jagai and Madhai. After they had been redeemed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Usha Kale Ganga Shnan Kareya Nirjane Dui Loka Krishna Nam Loi Pratidine. In the morning, they would go to take bath in the Ganga. They would do it, I guess, quite early, so Nirjane, without other people around, and they would chant daily 2 lakhs of the names of Krishna. And in the purport, we find also a similar statement in the commentary by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Sri Chaitanya Dev does not accept anything offered by those who do not daily chant 100,000 names. The followers of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya must daily chant a minimum of 100,000 names. Otherwise, Lord Krishna will not accept their offerings and they will face obstacles in obtaining the Lord's remnants. From the book Prem Vilas, which is sometimes quoted by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and other acharyas, although it is recognized that there are some historical inaccuracies there. But anyway, we find that therein Narottam Das Thakur stating, Prabhur Ache Shankha Tina Lokanam Ek Loka Bhakta Garne Koilo Kripa Dan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his standard was to chant 3 lakhs of names every day. That's, we're talking about 3 times 64 rounds. And very mercifully, he gave to the devotees the process of chanting 1 lakh of names a day. Continuing, Sri Rupa Koilo Lokha Granter Barnan Tatapi Ho Karilo Lokha Nam Grahan. Rupa Goswami has explained, quoted from over 100,000 different scriptures. Well, that's understood to mean that he wrote a lot, 100,000 verses maybe. Even though he was such a great scholar, even though he was doing so much writing and research, he himself chanted 100,000 holy names daily. Dashko Shame Ache Lokha Praman E Mato Shava Bhakta Kare Harinam. Raghunath Das Goswami also chanted 100,000 names daily, and in this way, all the devotees chanted the holy names of the Lord. Gauranga Srimukhe Rupe Kahilo Vaishnave Lokha Nam Shankakari Abhasya Karibe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave these instructions to the devotees personally and through Rupa Goswami to definitely, most certainly, they must chant 100,000 names daily. Narottam Das and his followers. This is all from Prem Vilas. Jokon Obshar Tokon Noyan Harinam Imato Loka Shankar Achaye Praman. Whenever they got time, whenever they got an opportunity throughout the day, the devotees would go on chanting. And in this way, they used to complete 1 lakh of names daily. It wasn't that they all sat down at one time. and just went on chanting. Adhanna manaye narotam apanake shuno shisha bandugan kahiye tamake. He spoke to them, Narottam Das, thinking himself unfortunate, called his disciples and friends, followers, and said to them, Pratame Krishna Pada Prapti Lokhaja Shei Laibo Krishnanam Shankar Apana. Those whose aim in life, one first aim, main top priority in life, is to achieve Krishna's lotus feet, must chant 100,000 names daily. So, no one should get upset if devotees encourage us to chant more rounds, unless they're condescending about it and have some attitude that we're chanting 64 rounds, therefore we're better. If someone is thinking like that, then he's not getting the result of chanting, or he's not chanting in the way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us to chant in a humble state of mind, so if we start thinking I'm better because I'm chanting more, then we miss the whole point right from the beginning. So we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narottam Das, the six Goswami, chanting 1 lakh minimum Harinam, Bhaktistan Saraswati, insisting on this. I have discussed this in Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, and I'm going to paraphrase a section from there. He would always insist that devotees, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, repeatedly insisted that all devotees must daily chant at least 1 lakh Harinam. And several devotees asked him, sometimes more than once, the same devotee would ask him, that we don't have time. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati would tell them to somehow or other make time to some pujaris at Sri Chaitanya Math who pleaded insufficient time. He firmly rejoined, no excuses. Every day 1 lakh Harinam must be chanted, otherwise Mahaprabhu will not accept even water from you. What is the value of your archan, deity worship, if Mahaprabhu is not properly served? Nevertheless, he kept all that, this is especially he was telling the devotees living in the mutt, but he kept them busy with multifarious services. There was no japa period. Up to the present day, we see in the various Gaudiya Math branches, sub-branches, they don't have a japa period. Maybe some of them have adopted that from ISKCON, but otherwise they don't have a japa period. He'd keep them busy with all kinds of service, and he'd say that seva, service, and mala, chanting on beads, are none different, and that a sincere attitude of service is the very essence of chanting, without cultivating which even chanting all day and night is of little value. He told his disciples, during the day remain busy in service. Due to other engagements, you might not chant a lakh, but that should be your lakha. That should be your aim. Lakha means aim. If sometimes you are too busy during the day to chant on your mala, on your beads, then instead of taking rest at night, chant. If you cannot finish your prescribed japa, then sleep less and chant. Do not increase time for sleeping. Increase your chanting. Kirtaniya Sada Harihi. Always chant the holy name. Wake up with the holy name. Go on chanting throughout the day. And go to sleep with the holy name. If you practice this naturally, you will also chant while sleeping. So how about that? Chant in your sleep. Make up your 1 lakh in the sleep. He also, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, also stated that without serving Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas, one's chanting many malas, it's simply blah, 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 blah. So we can see that along with stressing, which he did, he stressed a lot on chanting 1 lakh of names, but Maybe he stressed even more on service, practical service, preaching. He instructed followers to always perform service while simultaneously chanting Harinam. Sarveshwar Brahmachari was one of those devotees, one among others, who submitted that he had so much service, he had no time for chanting japa. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati told him, according to the time you get and your individual ability, some rounds should be chanted on beads, and by chanting while performing various services, even without counting, a lakh or more names will be tallied in a day. So that's the idea. Kirtaniya Sada Harihi. Kirtaniya Sada Harihi. The holy name is always to be chanted. So if you go on chanting throughout the day, you might not exactly go around the beads 64 rounds, but you should be able to cover 1 lakh of names, 100,000 names. There's a saying in Bengali, Hate Karam Mukhe Nam. With your hands, do your work and chant the holy names with your mouth. I used to see farmers plowing in the fields behind their bulls for hours and hours going on singing the names of God. Boatmen plying their vessels, chanting the names. Rickshaw pullers, sometimes you still have that in Navadvip, in Vrindavan, the manual rickshaw drivers. These are all very poor people. They would chant as still, I've seen even recently in Mayapur and Vrindavan, the rickshaw cyclist, they'll chant as they're going along. So that culture was there, Vaishnava culture, always chanting. We want to revive that. So getting back to Sarveshwar Brahmachari, he said to his guru, even though you insist that we chant 1 lakh Harinam daily, I don't see everyone doing so. Just being frank. But Saraswati Thakur shot back, you don't see, but I see. And Sarveshwar Brahmachari, he couldn't understand. I'm seeing devotees are busy all day. They're not chanting 64 rounds. By the mercy of his guru, Dave, he eventually realized that a devotee's continual engagement is in service is non-different from chanting japa. And that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati knew which disciples were or were not fulfilling the lokha, the aim of service, regardless of whether or not they completed so many rounds. So if one is busy in service, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he's indirectly saying that they are chanting. It's non-different. When a disciple told Saraswati Thakur, we don't have time to chant 1 lakh, Saraswati Thakur said, it is not that chanting is taking time from service or that service is taking time from chanting, but idle talks are devouring time meant for both. Stop prajalpa and you will find time to chant 1 lakh. No doubt you are doing considerable service, yet simultaneously so much prajalpa is going on. Stop wasting time. 1 lakh of Harinam was the expected standard for pujaris and others who stayed in the mat and generally didn't go out much for preaching. Others were told to try to chant 64 malas, or at least to progress toward that standard. This is what I found from interviewing disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, beginning in, must have been around 1980, late 1970, I started meeting them and I would ask them questions like this. They were told to at least progress toward that standard. Especially preachers and managers, they didn't have any fixed, it was hard for them to fix any schedule, but they were expected to chant 16 malas minimum and otherwise be always busy in their services for para upakar, spiritual welfare work. And even though engaged intensely in preaching, some sannyasis daily chanted a lakh of names or more. Bhakti Sri Rup Puri Maharaj never even took a drop of water, what to speak of any food, before completing 1 lakh of Harinam. Devotees often completed their quota of japa late at night in the temple after all other duties. Hayagriva Brahmachari, later well known as Madhav Maharaj, he would come back late at night after doing all his duties, and then while others were sleeping, he would stand underneath a mosquito net, stand, I guess, to help stay awake, and he was very tall, and he would chant. That is a standard we should come to. That dedication. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati considered the chanting of a lakh names to be more important for grihasthas than for matavasis. Because matavasis, those who are living in the temple, are always engaged in Krishna seva, whereas householders' focus, in almost all cases, is on family affairs, earning money. Saraswati Thakur said that in the evening after their daily work schedule, grihasthas should attend the mat if they live close to one, and that if necessary for completing 1 lakh names, they should chant throughout the night. But I guess, understandably, most householder devotees couldn't live up to this ideal. So Saraswati Thakur advised some of the grihasthas, being realistic and understanding, who had taken Harinam but not Diksha, and who did not live at the mat, and most of the grihasthas didn't live at the mat, he would advise them to chant at least 4 malas, and others he instructed just chant. He didn't give any particular quota. He gave the idea that tulsi beads should not fast. They should not be neglected. Every day they should be chanted. Every householder was given beads, and some of them were told, just chant as much as you can. Shruti Kirti Prabhu related that Srila Prabhupada told us that in his householder life, he daily chanted 16 rounds. 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4. 4 before breakfast, 4 before lunch, 4 before the evening meal, and 4 before resting at night. Now, some disciples I met of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they told me that Saraswati Thakur chanted 64 rounds daily, even when he was busy as a preacher, but not all agreed with that. One, Krishna Keshav Prabhu, who was personally in his association, especially during the latter part of Saraswati Thakur's sojourn in this world, said that he chanted 2 lakh names daily and would reduce to 1 lakh only on very busy occasions, such as Janmashtami and other festivals. But then he was busy preaching, not just on big festivals. He would be speaking Hari Katha on and on for hours and hours. He would give talks regularly. It might seem unlikely that he could do so, but he's a Mahabhagavat. Even when he was chanting 3 lakh or more names during his vow to chant 1 billion names, he also undertook many other services. So like I say, in the Gaudiya Math, they don't have a japa period. They start early in the morning and they sing bhajans during the time we call a japa period in ISKCON. Many Gaudiya Math initiations are with 4 rounds only. They're told to chant 4 rounds. And many such devotees, they don't progress to chant more. So maybe overall, ISKCON devotees who chant minimum 16 chant more than your average Gaudiya Math devotee. But I don't want to get into a whole thing of we're better, you're better, we're doing more, you're doing more. It's not a competition. You can't say, I'm chanting 16 or I'm chanting 64. I'm chanting four rounds, but I have love for Krishna. It's not a competition. So did Prabhupada chant 64? Well, we just heard from Shuddha Kirti Prabhu that he would chant 16 during his family life. In that book by Mula Prakriti Prabhu about Srila Prabhupada and people who knew him before he came to the West, they're quoting Sripad Nayanananda Das Babaji Maharaj, who was known throughout his life as Satish Babu. He said, as far as I understand, of course he was speaking in Bengali, it's translated into English. He said, as far as I understood, Abhay Charan Prabhu chanted 64 rounds even before he requested formal initiation. But that, he says, even when he was doing his business. But then again, Nayanananda Das Babaji didn't have association. It's just something, it's conjecture. There was a disciple of one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers who went by the name of, his initiated name is not given, he's Dr. Verma. But he was asked by Prabhupada to come and live in Krishna Balaram temple, which he did for some time. His memory is that Prabhupada, he's referring to our own Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Prabhupada gave only a 16-round minimum, but he encouraged to increase. So he encouraged also Dr. Verma to increase. Now, Dr. Verma at this time was retired. I came to 1 lakh. He came up to 1 lakh, 64 rounds. And then he said, I gradually decreased and came to 0.5 lakh. And he says, Dr. Verma, who was a disciple of one of Prabhupada's godbrothers, that it was not absolutely compulsory to chant 1 lakh for all the grihasthas in the Gaudiya Math. Only the sannyasis would. But the other disciples would try to increase. Adi Guru Prabhu, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada with a Gaudiya Math background, he was raised in his childhood in the Gaudiya Math. He said that Prabhupada would tell me, chant at least 16 rounds, but try to increase more and more if you are becoming qualified. He knew from the Gaudiya Math that devotees were, this is what Adi Guru says, they were habituated to chanting 1 lakh. And Srila Prabhupada told some of us that he would like it if sometime we would come to that standard as well. 16 rounds minimum. That was the standard Prabhupada gave. He first asked his Western disciples to chant 64 rounds daily of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And they just said, can't do it. Then 32, still can't do it. And it was almost like bargaining. And then Prabhupada settled on a minimum of 16. And that became the standard for initiation from then onwards, to be a follower of Srila Prabhupada. But see that in the beginning he wanted 64, then he said 32. In his purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 24, text 330, Srila Prabhupada states, we first observe whether a potential disciple is prepared to follow the regulative principles. Then he is given the name of a Vaishnava servant and initiated to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at least 16 rounds daily. So Srila Prabhupada insisted on 16 rounds. It seems that, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted 64. in the parampara, the six Goswamis, Narottam Das, they wanted 64. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Stans wanted 64. What's Srila Prabhupada saying 16? You may question. Of course, we're seeing that in terms of simply chanting on the beads, Bhaktisthan Saraswati didn't always insist on that, but he said you can do 1 lakh of names by going on chanting or just by serving if you're fully absorbed in service. That was implied, not stated directly. Now, in this regard, Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, chapter 7, text 37. Devotees in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must chant at least 16 rounds daily. You see, Prabhupada says, in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, must chant at least 16 rounds daily. And this is the number prescribed by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. In his purport to Bhagavatam, canto 10, chapter 2, text 31, Srila Prabhupada states, and this is a very important statement, please listen very carefully. The duty of the guru is to find the means according to the time, the circumstances, and the candidate by which one can be induced to render devotional service which Krishna accepts from a candidate who wants to be successful in going back home, back to Godhead. After wandering throughout the universe, a fortunate person within this material world seeks shelter of such a guru or acharya who trains the devotees in the suitable ways to render service according to the circumstances so that the Supreme Personality of Godhead will accept the service. This makes it easier for the candidate to reach the ultimate destination. The acharya's duty, therefore, is to find the means by which devotees may render service according to references from Shastra. Rupa Goswami, for example, in order to help subsequent devotees, publish such devotional books as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Thus, it is the duty of the acharya to publish books that will help future candidates take up the method of service and become eligible to return home back to Godhead by the mercy of the Lord. In our Krishna consciousness movement, this same path is being prescribed and followed. Thus, the devotees have been advised to refrain from 4 sinful activities, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling, and to chant 16 rounds a day. These are bona fide instructions. Because in the Western countries, constant chanting is not possible, one should not artificially imitate Haridas Thakur, but should follow this method. Krishna will accept a devotee who strictly follows the regulative principles and the method prescribed in the various books and literatures published by the authorities. The acharya gives the suitable method for crossing the ocean of nescience by accepting the boat of the Lord's lotus feet. And if this method is strictly followed, the followers will ultimately reach the destination by the grace of the Lord. So there you have it from Srila Prabhupada. The acharya gives the means. Now, in this regard, we can consider the example of how Dhruva Maharaj directly told Narada that, Narada, I can't follow what you say. Then Narada adjusted his instruction according to Dhruva's capability. But Dhruva had firm faith in his guru and his own determination, and he was successful in his sadhana, and he ultimately achieved devotional success. So in the same way, we can accept that Srila Prabhupada, he made an adjustment. This is theology we're talking, actually. Is it all right to chant 16 rounds? Is it going to be enough? If you accept what Srila Prabhupada says, it has to be. But it's not only Srila Prabhupada. We'll see more about this in the continued discussion. But I first of all want to read a few quotes from Srila Prabhupada stressing on 16 rounds. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhilila, chapter 22, text 113, purport, Srila Prabhupada says that of all the regulative principles, the spiritual masters order to chant at least 16 rounds is most essential. We find recounted in Srila Prabhupada Nectar by Satsarupa Das Goswami that when a disciple told Srila Prabhupada, I've been working until late at night and only sleeping 4 hours, so I haven't had time to finish. Prabhupada strongly replied, then sleep only 2 hours, but you must finish 16 rounds a day. Now, we've heard from Chaitanya Bhagavat how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed his followers to chant at least 100,000 names daily, which is taken as 64 rounds of japa. And this has remained the standard among Gaudiyas. Considering this, the reduced quota given by Srila Prabhupada is arguably the most remarkable of all his several adjustments. Nevertheless, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, this is our faith. Devotees who chant 16 rounds daily at least can expect the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna will accept them if they're trying seriously and sincerely to serve the Supreme Lord without duplicity and strictly following the regulated principles and the prescribed method, everything Prabhupada gave. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport to the Nectar of Instruction, text number 5, the Krishna consciousness movement prescribes 16 rounds daily because people in the Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on beads. The Krishna consciousness movement prescribes 16 rounds daily because people in the Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on beads. Therefore, the minimum number of rounds is prescribed. However, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that unless one chants at least 64 rounds of japa, 100,000 names, he is considered fallen, patita. According to this calculation, practically every one of us is fallen. But because we are trying to serve the Supreme Lord with all seriousness and without duplicity, we can expect the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is famous as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen. Srila Prabhupada further clarified this point while commenting on Haridas Thakur's daily chanting 300,000 holy names in his purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 10, text 43. Certainly the chanting of 300,000 holy names of the Lord is wonderful. No ordinary person can chant so many names, nor should one artificially imitate Haridas Thakur's behavior. It is essential, however, that everyone fulfill a specific vow to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, we have prescribed in our society that all our students must chant at least 16 rounds daily. Such chanting must be offenseless in order to be of high quality. Mechanical chanting is not as powerful as chanting of the holy name without offenses. In his purport to Antilila, chapter 11, text 23, Srila Prabhupada states, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. Further citing the example of Haridas Thakur, Srila Prabhupada urged his followers to not miss this opportunity. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, chapter 3, text 100. Haridas Thakur used to chant the holy name on his beads 300,000 times daily. Throughout the entire day and night, he would chant the 16 names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One should not, however, imitate Haridas Thakur, for no one else can chant the holy name 300,000 times a day. Such chanting is for the Mukta Purusha, or liberated soul. We can follow his example, however, by chanting 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on beads every day and offering respect to the Tulasi plant. This is not at all difficult for anyone. And the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with a vow before the Tulasi plant has such great spiritual potency that simply by doing this, one can become spiritually strong. Therefore, we request the members of the Hare Krishna movement to follow Haridas Thakur's example, rigidly chanting 16 rounds does not take much time, nor is offering respects to the Tulasi plant difficult. This process has immense spiritual potency. One should not miss this opportunity. When asked if a devotee would go back to Godhead if he follows the four regulative principles and chants 16 rounds, Srila Prabhupada responded, "Oh yes." He emphatically guaranteed it, but he also used words like following strictly, rigidly, carefully. In a lecture on the 8th of July, 1974, Srila Prabhupada, it's an arrival lecture, he said, "I am very glad to see that you are maintaining the temple standard as good as I saw when I left. That is my satisfaction. And keep this atmosphere always and follow the regulative principles, chant 16 rounds, you'll remain always happy. It is a very simple method and you are all intelligent boys and girls in the Western countries. And I'm very happy that you have taken it seriously. Continue this. You'll never be unhappy, and not only here, but also, as Krishna has said, manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mang namaskaru. Always think of Krishna, manmana, or become Krishna's devotees and offer Krishna obeisances and worship Krishna. We are teaching these four principles in the temple, how to worship Krishna, how to serve Krishna, how to become Krishna's devotees, and how to think of Krishna 24 hours. And if we do this, there is guarantee. Krishna says, Mame Vaishasya Sangshayaha. Without any doubt, you will come to me. You will go back home, back to Godhead. Again, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Text 31. Srila Prabhupada writes about refraining from four sinful activities, chant 16 rounds a day. If this method is strictly followed, strictly, Prabhupada says, the followers will ultimately reach the destination by the grace of the Lord. In a letter, 15th of April, 1972, Prabhupada wrote, and I'm going to cite several letters, and it's repetitive, but you get the idea how much Srila Prabhupada stressed this. Follow the regulative principles very strictly. Chant at least 16 rounds of beads daily, read our literatures, go for street sankirtan, etc. In this way, keep yourself engaged in Krishna's business 24 hours, and in this lifetime, you will become perfectly happy and in the end, reach the supreme destination. So Srila Prabhupada is saying again and again, if you chant 16 rounds and do everything else, you can go back to Godhead in this very life. From a letter, 26th of December, 1972. It is very pleasing to me to hear that you are making such steady advancement in Krishna consciousness. If you continue in this way and strictly follow the four regulative principles, strictly follow, making sure to chant at least 16 rounds on the beads daily, it is without a doubt that at the end of this lifetime, you can go back to Godhead. A letter, 28th of January, 1973, Srila Prabhupada wrote, "Try and understand our philosophy very carefully by reading all of our books, such as Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and there are so many others. In addition, please follow the regulative principles very rigidly, such as chanting daily 16 rounds on the beads, attending classes, getting up for Mangal Arati, These regulated principles will make us very strong in Krishna consciousness, and very rapidly we can advance in this way. So, under the direction of the senior devotees there, try and become fixed in your devotional service to the Lord, Sri Krishna, and this will certainly bring complete satisfaction to you and make you eligible for going back home, back to Godhead, in this very lifetime. From a letter, 16th of December, 1974, my simple request is that you remain in the association of devotees and continue to chant your 16 rounds daily and follow strictly the four regulative principles and read our books daily with great care. In this way, your Krishna conscious advancement will be assured success, and at the end of this life, you will go back to Godhead, back to home, and live with Krishna eternally. There are many more letters like this. We see basically the formula. 16 plus 4 equals BTG. Simple equation given by Srila Prabhupada. 16 rounds, 4 regulated principles, go back to Godhead. More on this later, Krishna willing. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.